o testo.
Home isn't just a place, it's a feeling. Whether you're at home, your business, or online, ADT helps keep you safe with security systems, home automation, alarms, and surveillance, so you can feel at home wherever you are. Go to ADT.com to get that feeling.
Yeah, and they
ADT, home, safe, home.
Hey, it's Monday. Are you driving to work or are you already at work? I guess you didn't retire. I guess you didn't listen to the Retire Worry Free Show Saturday. This is Steve Light, host of the Retire Worry Free Show, heard Saturday at 2 o'clock on the Big 550 KTRS. Tune in next week. Let's get you retired.
In the market for a new set of wheels? Turn to your neighbors at American Eagle Credit Union. New or used car, truck, or van, American Eagle Credit Union will get you behind the wheel with a great low rate. Auto loans to fit any budget. Get pre-approved today. American Eagle Credit Union has branches throughout the entire St. Louis area, from Florissant to Arnold to O'Fallon to Shiloh. Stop by the nearest branch or visit the credit union online, ameaglecu.org. That's ameaglecu.org.
Membership eligibility required. Federally insured by NCUA.
Legendary broadcaster Mike Shannon and Eddie Scholler, owner of the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
You know, Mr. Shannon, when people hear your voice, it usually only means one thing.
Redbirds, Eddie.
Well, for most people, that's probably true, but it does mean something else to me, my friends, and my family.
Well, what's that, Eddie?
Well, when we hear your voice, we mostly just think of Fast Eddie's Bon Air. We've been so lucky to have your voice representing our place and doing these goofy commercials.
Well, the pleasure's all mine, Eddie. Fast Eddie's has been an easy thing to talk about, with the coldest beer, the tastiest seats like that world-famous peel-and-eat shrimp, and the Big L one on a stick, that huge outdoor patio with live music 7 nights a week and during the day on weekends.
Yeah, but it just wouldn't be the same without that great voice, Mr. Shannon.
Well, let's follow the sound of this voice and head on over to Fast Eddie's Bon Air in beautiful Alton, Illinois. Or for more info and directions, go to FastEddie'sBonAir.com.
Now, see, that sounds great again, Mr. Shannon.
Well, speaking of great, let's grab a couple of cold, frosty ones, big boy.
Right on.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. What credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you have the right to let us negotiate that debt for you. You could pay significantly less than what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-500-4787. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible, without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-500-4787. That's 1-800-500-4787. 1-800-500-4787.
Pinion's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM. Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
that white stuff that accumulates at the corner of your mouth when you're really thirsty.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. I hate that.
Good afternoon and welcome to the August 28th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Affordable and dependable and a great warranty. What else? Like, I don't know anything about windows, but I do know this. This is a very strong window. We don't have hurricanes. Those Texas people. Oh, my goodness. We don't have, thank goodness, hurricanes. But what we do have, Window World can take it. I stood on the window, couldn't break it. And that's when I was fat. We'll talk more about Window World and other stuff after this.
Hey!
All right. Now, that music could be What did the guy email me? Said I was telling you to play it too loud or too low. What
too loud. You were saying it was too loud.
Oh, okay.
So I actually
try to split the difference.
So I actually made a little mark on it on the board here, and that is the frank opinion approval of the audio level.
It's good. Sounds good to me, ladies and gentlemen. That's the voice of the man from Birmingham, England. His name is Trevor Phillips. Trevor, I'd like to say hi to my sponsor, Mark and Jason, and then say you can find out more at, and we'll all say markandjason.com. Whatever you say is okay. Just say something.
I would like to say hello to our sponsor, Mark and Jason. You can find out all the information you need to about that dynamic duo at
markandjason.com.
How about the ad lib, dynamic duo?
Wow. You like that?
That's very good. Thank you. I did like that. Stiefel Nicholas, member SIPC and NYSC. I'll throw that in there. To my right, your left speaker, it's the one and only Dan Strauss. He's in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
It's going great. Thank you very much, Frank. Hi, everybody. And I just posted your chair, your studio chair, on our Facebook page so people can go there and see. And the other chairs in this studio
see the luxury
are to follow.
The luxury that we live in.
Yes.
Facebook.com/AM and the PM. Our actual chairs. You won't believe it. It looks like somebody turned some Dobermans loose in here, and they smeared meat on the arms, and the dogs hadn't eaten for a week. That's how chewed up the chairs are. Who does this to these chairs?
I don't know.
I've never been able to figure out how do people tear chairs up like this.
Okay, they are all up. All the chair pictures.
All right. Again, that's Facebook.com/AM and the PM. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. I don't hear Hebe.
I was waiting. Okay.
As soon as I say Hebe Jimenez, you hit it.
All right.
Bernice is in heaven.
You horse of hinding.
And what does Rat Boy want to say? Just go ahead.
Jeez.
Thank you, Rat Boy. We'll extend that later when he's more comfortable. You're doing fine. And would you please give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra? All right. Cut him off a little bit there. Just a little, chop Bruce's music off. Just a little abrupt there. You'll get it. It's like learning to drive a stick shift. It really is.
Yeah.
You just smooth it out as time goes on. Bill Cleveland will also be joining us. We're brought to you by Window World. 14 and a half years. That's all they've been around. And almost 50,000 homes in the St. Louis area. This is a national product. Window World is all over the country. But there are a couple of really good guys who own the Window World franchise. Illinois, Missouri, Jim Lomax and John Gillette. And I like to find out that when somebody does something for charity, that all or the great majority of the money goes to that charity. And that's the case with these guys. Window World Cares is the charitable arm of Window World, and they have given, I'll get it wrong if I say the number, but it's a really impressive amount of money, like $500,000 or something, to St. Jude Children's Hospital, and they hold the trivia night every year. This is a white vinyl double hung window, any size. Lifetime warranty, covers all the parts, the glass breakage, the labor. They have a good housekeeping seal of approval. Only one other window company has that because it's very tough to get, and you have to maintain the quality or you lose the good housekeeping seal of approval. It's not something to get that's forever when you get it. You get it and then you say, well, I can slack off now. No, you can't, because they'll pull it from you and you can no longer say you have the good housekeeping seal of approval. They will come to your home, they'll give you a free estimate, and they offer 15-month same-as-cash financing with approved credit. I don't know what else you could possibly be looking for in a window, and I might throw in here, too, they do siding and entry doors. Window World, Window World St. Louis. .com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo,
Palomino, Appaloosa, Bill Cleveland was courteous enough to wait and go in the playhouse. He's the guy who's trying to someday be able to say, I've been everywhere. He's working on it. And he is brought to you by Window World, the people we just mentioned, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Give it up for Bill Cleveland. Hello, Bill.
Hey, everyone. Good afternoon. How's it going?
And you know what? CBS Sunday Morning. You fade down. CBS Sunday Morning did a segment within the last couple of weeks. I record them, so I don't know if it was a week ago or 2 weeks ago, on that Casey, Illinois, that place with all the big stuff.
Is that Casey, Illinois? Yeah. You are correct.
Did you see that?
I just saw, I saw the entire thing. They showed the world's largest mailbox, rocking chair.
And I saw it, and I thought, that's the place you've already told us about. You're ahead. You're ahead of CBS this morning.
Well, you know.
They're picking up your crumbs.
Yeah, sure they are. All right, well, maybe CBS Sunday Morning will talk about Springfield, Missouri next week, because that's what we're going to talk about quickly today. It's the third largest city in Missouri.
Now, before you finish, there's something I know about Springfield, and I'm going to wait and see if you include it in this, and I'll bet you didn't know it, but it's really interesting. You go ahead.
All right. One of the cool things, literally cool, fantastic caverns. You can take a tram tour. It's one of the few caves in North America that you actually drive through completely. You've got, of course, the Wilson's Creek Battlefield if you're a Civil War buff. The original Bass Pro Shop is down there in Springfield. That's kind of fun to walk around that place. Hertz Donuts. This is a really neat donut place. There are a lot of interesting varieties of donuts if you're a donut connoisseur. The Springfield Cardinals, of course, the great minor league baseball stadium. You can check out a game there. And then one of my personal favorites, speaking of giant things that we're talking about in Casey, the world's largest fork. Frank, how tall do you think the world's largest fork is?
I have no idea. 20 feet tall.
35 feet tall.
That's a big fork.
It's kind of a fun photo op. And then I'll end with a little bit of a fun fact here, if you're you like this sort of thing. So downtown Springfield, Missouri, is where the nation's first one-on-one quick draw duel took place. Wild Bill, of course, we've all heard of Wild Bill back in 1865.
Bill Hickok.
He had a duel with a man named Davis K. Tutt. I don't know if you remember the story, but essentially, Wild Bill lost his watch in a gambling debt to Mr. Tutt, and he started, I guess, waving the watch around, sort of flaunting it in front of Wild Bill. He said, "You don't want to do that." The guy continued to do it, and then they had a duel. Tutt's shot missed, but Wild Bill's shot did go through Tutt's chest and killed him. And here's the funny thing. Wild Bill was acquitted of manslaughter by a jury after a three-day trial, noting that apparently dangling a watch in front of someone as for poker debt was considered justifiable provocation for resorting to firearms.
No, I couldn't agree more. Justifiable homicide. Okay. Well, I couldn't agree more. Yeah. Taunting, you should be shot to death. Now, this wasn't this wasn't the old back-to-back duels. This was the actual high noon gunslinger. First one to draw. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, standing about 75 yards apart from one another. And, yeah, so that's where the first one went down. So so what's your Springfield note?
All right. I believe it's still true. They make more limousines. They stretch more cars for limos in Springfield than anywhere else in the world.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Listen, back in the day when radio used to have money, and they used to spend a lot of money on their people on the air. I was lucky enough to be in it in the 80s when they couldn't spend enough money. And on several occasions, I was given a limo to, here's your driver, here's your limo, when we would go to an event, or one time we went to L.A. And I'm not kidding you, 3 out of 4 times, if you look at the plate where it says this limo manufactured, but it was some company in Springfield, Missouri that did it. Mm-hmm. They stretch a lot of cars down there, and it's not just one company. There are 4 or 5, I believe, that do it. And it's not uncommon to get a limo in New York or L.A. or Chicago and see that it was stretched, custom stretched by blank Springfield, Missouri. So there you go.
Are they, or maybe I'm mistaken, are they the where they make the most golf carts, too? They make all the golf carts there?
I don't know about that. But they stretch anything. I saw a Honda Civic limo. I did. Now, who would want to stretch a Honda Civic? I guess just to have something different. Yeah. You know what I don't like? I don't like the Hummer limos. I don't like that. It doesn't look right to me.
Now, when you say stretch, of course, in my mind, I think of, them trying, like, pulling an existing car apart, like stretching it, literally.
That's what they do. That's what they do. They cut it in half, and they put a section in there, and they
really they put something in the middle. They're not actually taking a car and pulling it at both ends. That's what
No, of course not.
That's what I think of.
But that's the term they use. They stretch the...
Of course.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you can wrap it up.
Okay. I'm Bill Kleflin on the road, and, of course, on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. You don't need to do a steam. Don't worry about it. Yeah,
now just there's a Lambert's down there, too. A Lambert's.
No, that's not really. That's in Sykeston.
Yeah, but there's one in Springfield.
Oh, there is. Oh, I think you're right. I think you're right. There's you know that old man Lambert killed himself? A long time ago. Yeah, he committed suicide.
Wow. Wait, excuse me again for interrupting, but as in Lambert, as in Lambert International Airport?
You don't ever have to say, excuse me for interrupting. You just interrupt. That's what we do here.
So it's not the Lambert from Lambert's International Airport?
No, that's that's Lambert. Family, this is Lambert.
And they have this home cooking restaurant, and they have tremendous big rolls that you put butter on, and they throw them to people. If you need another roll, you raise your hand, and they'll throw it all the way across the restaurant. It's worth going just for that.
I know.
The food is mediocre. It's nothing special.
I read a story a couple months back that apparently some guy who went there to eat tried suing the restaurant because a bread roll hit him in the eye.
Yeah, some girl
do there.
Yeah, but they throw it, so he lost it.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course he lost it. That's what they do. They throw bread. I had a roll hit me in the head. Somebody was throwing it, and they missed the guy they were throwing it to. And it's fun. And the rolls are actually really good. That's the best part of the meal, with a bunch of butter on them. Man, is there anything better than a big, dense roll, dinner roll, just soaked in butter?
No.
Not tremendous.
Yeah, I love that. Is that a big deal over there?
It's a huge deal over there.
See, I don't know the difference between us and your people. I don't. We talk differently. I don't know if you like fried chicken, or we'll get through all that eventually, I guess. We'll find out more. All right, a couple of things. Where is Peon? We're going to address that here with this answer. We don't know. We don't know. We honestly have no idea where he is. We know why he's gone. He's gone to get clean. And this is not the first time, second time around. And I will tell you that it would have been nice for him or for him to have his wife let maybe me know what's going on. We don't have a clue. But he's not here, and he may not return. I feel bad for anybody who has to go fight a problem. But this is the second time around, and he's probably going to be very, very upset that I shared with you without actually saying exactly what the issue is. It's pretty clear. But I can't worry too much about that because I think you deserve to know. I think I deserve to know where he is, but I don't know. I know why he's gone. That's all I know. But as loyal listeners for a long time, many of you, I'm getting all these emails. Where is he? What's going on? So I think you deserve an answer. He's gone away somewhere again to get clean. And if he's upset about that, I'm sorry if he will be. But the truth is, we tried it the other way, keeping a secret. And it apparently didn't work. And that's all I'll have to say for now, is we honestly don't know for how long, because nobody has bothered to tell us. I'm going to ask you every day from now till we're finished here to please download. This is so important. And you'll realize how important it is once we're gone and at the next stop. Download the KTRS app. If you've never listened to this station on the app, you need to do it. Because I think when you do, you won't go back to listening on traditional terrestrial radio from your car radio or whatever. It is digital. It is crystal clear. And you can listen to it in Seattle or San Francisco or
anywhere.
Texas, anywhere in the world.
We listened to it when we were in the Dominican Republic.
Yeah, we checked the news at the top of the hour with, what was our news
Kent
guy?
Kent Martin.
Yeah, Kent Martin. Yeah. And it was just clear as if the station were located in Mexico or the Dominican. So it's just go wherever you get your apps and type in KTRS and download it. It's free. You got to do this. It's important. You'll know why later. I did pay for the Mayweather-McGregor fight only because my son, it's kind of a long story. He accesses stuff through my password and then watches it over DirecTV. So I paid the $100 so that he and his buddies could watch the fight. Of course, I watched it too because I paid for it. And Demi Lovato butchered the national anthem.
I heard just a small part of that.
You know, and Dan, you sing. It's called runs.
Yes.
They do runs. And here's what that is. these people that take the national anthem and they think they have to demonstrate their vocal acrobatics. And so she did it like, oh, say, can you see the dawn by the dawn's early light?
Do you have it?
Proudly, you have it?
I think I do. Yeah, if you'd like to
play
hear
the last part. Can you go to the last part of it? Just toward the end. I hate this when they do this.
I heard.
They go a little earlier into it. Can you go into a little, back it up a little, like the middle?
Of
right there. That's enough. Wave, or the land of the free. Knock it off.
It gives me the runs when I hear that.
It's not a stage for you to show off your crap.
Death. So you're saying if I ever sing the national anthem, just Home of the Brave.
Just sing it right. Don't have to turn it into...
Sing like a man.
Oh, she's not a man.
Probably the best version of the national anthem was Whitney Houston when she did the Super Bowl.
I agree. Yeah. All right, quickly, two movies I saw over the weekend. Wind River with Jeremy Renner and Elizabeth Olsen. Good movie. Not the greatest movie I've ever seen, but a good 3 out of 4, let's say, ARDs. And this one, which was beyond good. This is great. It's called The Glass Castle. Woody Harrelson, Brie Larson. Max may have mentioned it. I don't know. Tomorrow we'll see. Because he mentions things that I don't pay a lot of attention. And then I'll mention, well, I talked about that a week ago. Yeah. I don't remember. But this Glass Castle, my goodness, what a great movie. I'm not a big Woody Harrelson fan. He probably deserves an Oscar nomination for this performance. As does the little girl who plays the young version of Brie Larson's character. This is a fantastic movie. The Glass Castle.
Is this a fairly recent movie?
It's in the movie theaters.
Oh, it is right now?
Oh, yeah. I saw both of them. They're in the theater.
Oh.
So, yes, recent would be, I would think, a good word. It's in the movie theaters.
Well, it's apparently based on a memoir.
It's a true story.
Jeanette Walls, and it says the book recounts the unconventional, poverty-stricken upbringing Walls and her siblings had at the hands of their deeply dysfunctional
it's
parents.
It's a true story, and some of the best acting I have seen in a long time. You are convinced. You forget that they're acting. These are the real people.
I've seen the trailers for this. It's where he takes them out and then they like bounce around and
they travel. They're just nomads. They're just homeless, nomadic. It's fantastic. The Glass Castle. We're taking joke requests. After today, only 10 more jokes because 10 more days. It's a short week next week because it's Labor Day. And I got all kinds of requests. And this was one that came in today. Ladies, get in here, please. Please.
That's nice.
Ladies aren't as ready as they usually
are. No, I don't think they were turned up.
Turned on. So this woman has twin boys, identical twin boys, and she has to give them up for adoption. And on what would have been their 18th birthday, she decides she's going to hire somebody to find them. She just has to know what happened to my boys. My identical twin boys that I gave up for adoption. So the guy calls her and he says, I have everything. I have found your sons. I know where they are. I know everything. She says, oh my goodness, well, when can I meet you? He says, I'll meet you tonight. So they meet at a little cafe. She says, tell me, what about my boys? He says, well, your twin sons, first of all, they're fine. One of them lives in the Middle East. He was adopted by a Middle Eastern couple. They named him Amal. He is a very bright student. Got a full scholarship. He just got to college, graduated from high school. And he's well on his way to becoming somebody. She says, oh, that's fantastic. What about my other twin boy? He says, the other son was adopted by a wonderful Spanish couple. They named him Juan. And he, too, like his identical twin brother, in the Middle East, Amal is a genius. He's beyond smart. And he will be actually coming to this country to go to MIT on a full scholarship. You should be very proud of your twin boys. She says, anything else? He says, yes, there is. I have a picture of that I'd like to show you of Juan. And he pulls out this picture of this gorgeous 18-year-old boy, good-looking kid. He goes, here is Juan, one of your identical twin boys. She starts crying. She says, oh my God, he's beautiful. She says, you have a picture of his brother? He says, no, I don't. Why would I? They're identical twins. If you've seen Juan, you've seen them all.
Let's check in with Tim Weil and see how traffic's moving.
Well, in most areas, it's not moving too well, and it's just because it's rain slowed, especially up in like North County, and then you get out towards St. Charles County, and that westbound 364, pretty solid. And that goes from Highway 270 out through Highway 94, westbound Highway 70 from 170 all the way out past the Blanchett Bridge. 370 is running slow from St. Louis Mills out through Highway 94, westbound Highway 40. Man, it's jammed up now from Jefferson all the way out through Highway 270, you're a little bit slow as you get around Lake St. Louis Boulevard. Eastbound Highway 40 drivers are slowing from Clarkson up through Maryville Center. Southbound 270, it's a bit better. We're slow from Page down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 40 downtown, a little heavy from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. And southbound 55, kind of off the pace between Bates and Rivas Barracks. This traffic report is brought to you by your local Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram dealer. It's the Labor Day sales event at your local Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram dealer. Getting incredible deals on the award-winning lineup, but don't wait. These deals will not last for long. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Quartz, not gallons or pints. We're talking about the stones. Quartz, those kinds of stones. And it's not just for watch batteries. It can actually beautify your kitchen and bath and increase the resale value of your home. If you haven't seen the new look of Quartz countertops in person, what are you waiting for? Stop by the E&B Granite massive showroom on Manchester Road at Hampton and schedule your appointment to have new countertops installed in your kitchen or bath with top name brands like Caesar Stone, Silestone, and Polar Stone in stock. E&B Granite has the absolute largest selection of marble look quartz in the region. Choose from over 100 colors and styles of brilliant quartz at the best prices in town at E&B Granite. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Visit E&B Granite today on Manchester Road near Hampton. E&B Granite. Online at ebgranite.com.
Hey, St. Louis, this is A.J. Cochran, center back for St. Louis FC. Join us in a worldwide technology soccer park as we represent our city against some of the best soccer talent in the country.
Make your plans now and get your tickets to see the St. Louis FC in September with three big home games. September 9th versus Harrisburg, September 16th versus Orlando City, and September 23rd versus FC Cincinnati. It's time to pack the house at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park and Toyota Stadium. For more information or to get your tickets, go to stlouisfc.com.
Fall is the best time to feed your lawn. With 10% off Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food at the Home Depot. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard feeds your lawn to build strong, deep grass roots for winter when you need it most. So it'll be lush, green, and beautiful next spring when you want it most. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food. 10% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 4th.
Generating income could be your biggest challenge in retirement. Learn how others are turning their savings and investments into an income workhorse on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1, right here on 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm Florissant Mayor Tom Schneider. We love our beautiful, safe, historic city where Old Town Florissant is well in its third century with a peaceful charm and ambience ideal for a new business to occupy a historic building or build a new one. And Old Town is where we entertain everybody with gusto each fall. Join us for light jazz nestled between renowned Handel's Cafe and historically grand Sacred Heart Parish for Wednesday night out September 27th. And the biggest and best block party in Missouri is the Florissant Fall Festival Sunday, October 8th, with historic St. Francis blocked off from Florissant Road to Old St. Ferdinand Shrine from 11 to 5. There's food and fun for the whole family and entertainment led by Bob Cuban Brass. Florissant food trucks at the Knights Grounds this Friday, October 13th. The Florissant 5K race through Old Town to the Shrine will be run Saturday, October 21st. Lawn. And Patriotic Floors and hosts their 9/11 remembrance at the VFW. And our famous Veterans Day Parade is Sunday, November 12th, starting at Bangor Park and ending at Old Town VFW Post 4105. Go to floorsdemower.com for more details. Thanks.
It's hot. Beat the St. Louis heat and make your home more comfortable with a ceiling fan from Metro Lighting. Enjoy the cool breeze of a ceiling fan starting at just $39. Plus, you'll reduce your energy bills all year long, even in winter. And you'll know you're getting the best price in town or on the internet with Metro Lighting's low price guarantee. Shop local. Shop Metro Lighting. Celebrating 50 years of bright ideas. Online at MetroLightingCenters.com.
Your car's in pretty good shape. If it's only 6 or 7 years old, you just commute to work every day and take the occasional road trip. Sometimes you drive around just so your dog can hang his head out the window. Your car doesn't have to be old to accumulate miles. Pennzoil High Mileage is for any vehicle with 75,000 miles or more on it. It's specially formulated to reduce oil consumption and leaks and reduce engine wear. Pennzoil High Mileage, because before you know it, you'll be on the road again. Find Pennzoil at a Walmart near you and make the switch.
At St. Louis Men's Clinic, our doctors treat ED and male performance issues. That's what we do. Improve your performance. Call St. Louis Men's Clinic, 314-312-3040. St. Louis Men's Clinic, 314-312-3040.
Turn my microphone off.
Yep.
Now, what do we have here? What happened?
I'm supposed to be playing something.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine.
Bottle of wine.
You're going to let me get sober.
Fruit of the vine. I'm really trying to find it.
All right, you know what? Don't worry. But Dan, but you got your harmonica?
Yeah, I do.
Play Bottle of Wine.
Okay.
I will introduce Mike. I'm sorry, everybody.
Right,
but
ready?
But you know what? You won't. You'll actually be glad this happened when you hear this guy play.
Yeah.
All right, you know the song. Bottle of Wine. Go ahead.
Okay, ready?
Fruit of the vine. When are you going to let me get sober? You keep playing, and I'll introduce him. From Southern California, where standing by is Mike Evans. I'm sure you recognize the song, Bottle of Wine, Fruit of the Vine, is done by Jimmy Gilmer and the Fireballs. Trevor Phillips from Birmingham, England, just didn't have it ready today. Mistakes happen. Not a big deal. Mike Evans is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is next door. They're east of everything else in Chesterfield Valley. Closed on Mondays. Gift cards, always a good idea. Say hello to Mike Evans.
Yeah. All right. What in the world happened there?
Well, Trevor Phillips from Birmingham, England, did not have your intro music ready. Couldn't find it. And he's new at this. It's okay. Yeah. Not a big deal. So Dan was...
You mean from Butting Head?
No.
Great. Dan was gracious enough, because he is an accomplished master at the harmonica, to play Bottle of Wine on the harmonica. And thank goodness we had him here to do that.
Yeah.
You'd have no introductory music.
Didn't need it when you had that, homie.
Mm-mm.
That became quite obvious. I think you know that.
Mike, let's do something real quick here. Throw any song at Dan. Just name a song that was popular when you were doing radio in L.A. and morning rock.
Never Hits Your Grandma with a Great Big Stick and Leaves a Bad Impression on Her Mind.
No, that's what? Not
no, 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 no.
A real song.
How about...
No, it ain't.
Anything
wrote
that was a hit.
Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
Oh, I know that song.
Oh.
Dan, you know that song?
Yeah.
Play it.
Yeah.
Just play. Watch this, Mike. And that was not rehearsed. You did not know he was going to say that.
That's unbelievable.
Sure is, Mike. What do you
think? That's like, you know what? You should be on the in the St. Louis Philharmonic.
Yeah.
Well, they
doing solos, homie.
Play with the symphony.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
What do you have for us?
What do I have for you?
I asked you first.
This Harvey storm is unbelievable.
Goodness. I can't believe these people have to go through.
Did you see the picture of this guy that was sitting in his living room on a bar stool up to his chest in his front room, and he was fishing?
No.
Oh, man.
Fishing!
Yeah,
horrible.
Yeah.
Just terrible, those poor folks. Pop quiz question. I have more unusual questions about your favorite stars today. Name the name of the star who was an official usher on the program at Martin Luther King's funeral. See, I'm branching out here and being educational and trying to help the people a little history lesson.
I like it, yeah.
Lionel Richie. Jackie Robinson. Bobby Kennedy. Samuel L. Jackson. answer in a minute. Regarding the Mayweather-McGregor, I was shocked that it was actually a decent fight.
Yeah, it was. I watched it because I told you my son had some buddies and they wanted to watch it. I know that most people didn't, so I don't want to dwell on references that they don't know what we're talking about, but I cannot believe, one, how many people were packing that place, and 90% of them couldn't even see the ring. They were way back. How does...
No, they have big screens everywhere there.
Well, yeah, they'd have to, because the little tiny...
even more shocking to people like you and me that paid $100 for it.
Well, I did it for my son and his buddies. They wanted to watch. I'm glad I watched it. I really did, too.
I mean, you know.
And I read the article this morning. McGregor spends... They did an interview with his tailor. He spends $1 million a year on clothes.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, you know, now, Franco, yeah. You've seen the way I dress. I'm the same way.
Sort of.
You've seen the way I dress.
Hey, I was.
How would you describe the way I dress?
One word: goodwill. Is that two words? That's one word.
It's one word.
Goodwill.
I was at the Cardinal game Saturday night. They played the Tampa Bay Rays. And then after the game, they were charging people to get into Ballpark Village $50 a head.
Oh my goodness.
To watch it on their big screen in there.
Well, because they have to pay a premium more than this person has to play to broadcast it. So I guess I get that.
Hey, how about those goofy, publicity-driven doctors before the fight going on the air and saying that they tried to make it so the fight would be canceled? They said it never should have been sanctioned because it was too dangerous. Really? What about auto racing and horse racing and bull riding or football or hockey? How about motocross? What are these doctors talking about? Give me a break.
And the best story was that Mayweather tried to place a bet on himself.
Oh, yeah.
And got tired of waiting in line. He was going to put $400,000 on himself. These guys, this money's going to be gone in no time. And this guy, McGregor, says he doesn't even really keep track of his spending. He just spends money.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I can't stand Mayweather. He lost me when he used to walk by homeless guys in Las Vegas and light cigars with $100 bills and laugh.
I don't like either one of them. I would like to have seen one of them just knock the brains out of the other one. I can't stand either one of them.
Sour Love Nuggets, Melanie Brown, a.k.a. Mel B.
Mel B.
Mel B. Mel B.
No, you're from England. You should know who the Spice Girls are.
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry, Mike. He's ruining your report.
He's ruining my report. Single-handedly.
Yeah, sorry.
And we were allies in a war.
Mm-hmm. That's right. He's got a point there.
Mel B from the Spice Girls and from America's Got Talent will be in court this week fighting two defamation lawsuits filed by her children's nanny, Lori Giles, who accuses Mel B of telling the media, having a press conference, Lori Giles had a threesome with my husband and caused my marriage to break up.
Yeah.
Lori said, well, that never happened, so I'm suing her for saying that. Then Mel also is being sued because she said, that Lori was impregnated by my husband. Well, she said that's not true either, so.
Well, these people have it so rough with all these accusations.
And what's really amazing is that the nanny seems to have a solid case. She's suing for $20 million. Mel B's worth is $10 million.
Hmm.
That could be a problem for Mel B.
That could be.
More Sour Love, Lisa, Marie, Presley, Keo, Jackson, Cage, Lockwood, and Leah Rimini grew up together, best friends. But they're not friends now. Leah Rimini, of course, has made it her job ripping Scientology. And Lisa Marie is still the Scientologist.
I'm turning over my grave, man.
What happened to your voice?
I'm turning over my grave, rolling over my grave right now.
Wait, Liberace? John Kennedy?
You know who is a king, man.
I wish my brother George was here.
That's my buddy, buddy up here in heaven.
Oh, please. Well, the report's been ruined. Guy from England, you don't have to worry about it, Sullivan.
Doesn't take a lot, yeah, does
we
it?
We just took it off your shoulders.
There you go.
And finally.
No, I got one more thing here, see. The other problem is Scientology. Priscilla's still a Scientologist. She doesn't talk to her daughter. Taylor Swift hates Kanye West. The Japanese won the Little League World Series. I was going to talk about that. And finally.
There you go.
Professional is what I am, homie.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
All the way.
I can.
Anyway.
No, don't ever give him that.
Name the name of the star who was an official usher on the program Martin Luther King's funeral, Lionel Richie, Jackie Robinson, Bobby Kennedy, Samuel Jackson. Let's see if you can get it right every day this week.
Oh,
go!
Oh, man. I'm going to go Bobby Kennedy.
I'll go Bobby Kennedy, too.
I'm going to also go Bobby Kennedy.
Well, y'all just peed down your leg, Samuel Jackson.
Really?
Huh.
Apparently, was Bobby Kennedy, because they were both killed, assassinated in 68. Was Bobby Kennedy before or after Martin Luther King?
After. I was with Bobby Kennedy when he was killed.
You were?
Yeah, it was June 13th or 14th, I think.
You think it's possible that bullet might have been meant for you?
Oh,
and
man.
And missed?
It's
a good question.
It's just so sad.
No, it's a good
My
question.
Reports are not always the best, but I don't think I need to be killed over them.
Well, we didn't say that. Is it possible, you know?
Is it because I the way I dress?
Maybe. Sirhan didn't like.
Mike Evans, see ya.
He didn't like that outfit.
Oh, man. $1 million a year on clothes. That McGregor.
That's Conor crazy. McGregor.
He does have, on that guy, he's got some sharp suits for $1 million a year.
Wow.
And that direct from his tailor. That was Mike Evans. Trevor, have you ever been to Annie Gunn's?
I have not, sir. But you keep saying you were going to take me.
I don't remember saying that.
Yeah, last week, definitely, you and Dan were like, hey, you know what? We're going to take you out, and we're going to treat you to
Annie Gunn's. Dan, do you remember that? I don't remember that.
I said that? I don't remember
Dan
that
can't
either.
Take himself to Annie Gunn's. I know, because I pay him. He can't afford to go there. Mike Evans brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and Smokehouse Market. Trevor, we'll get you there. I'm telling you, you'll love it. It's a terrific restaurant. Closed on Monday. You need reservations because it's that possible. And gift cards are always a good idea. In case we come back late and I don't have time, please thank a police officer every chance you get. It's not that big a deal or hard to do. And it stuns them because we live in a world where if you just watch TV or look at any of the news that pops up on your phone, you'll think that everybody's supposed to hate the cops. So we have to try to counter that if we can. So thank one every chance you get. I think it's traffic time, is it not?
Yes.
All right.
Unless you want to do some business.
Or... You know what? Stop right there. Okay, no, let's do traffic. Let's do traffic. Okay. I'll take care of business. Let's
All
do
right.
that. Let's do that.
All right. Timothy Weiland.
That were former employers of the CIA.
What's he doing?
I don't think he heard the sounder at all.
No.
Well, I'll do what I need.
Hold
up. Forget. And that's not even your fault.
That isn't even my fault.
Everything else has been your fault. Doesn't that feel great that something's not your
so
fault?
So wonderful.
Yeah. Gateway Lock and Security, another a terrific advertiser who will also be moving on and still supporting the show. And can't tell them how much we appreciate that. Gateway Lock and Security, as the name implies, is in the security business. They do that with high-definition surveillance cameras. They also do it through keyless entry systems and proximity cards. I don't think anybody's been given a hotel key in 10 years. It's always the card.
Oh, yeah.
Either the slot or just the proximity. You just hold it up, beep, and the green light comes on and the door opens. Keyless entry. And this stuff is no longer just for business. There are people putting it in new homes now, but you want it done right and you want it put in right, just like you want ultra-high-definition surveillance cameras put in correctly, because if they're not, when you really need them to work, they won't. And when you go to pull that video of that thug that broke into your business or your house, it's not there because you tried to install it yourself. If you're going to do it right. Let the people who do this for a living do it, and they work with people at all with all sizes of budgets, from a little house with a camera or two to companies that need 30 cameras. Gateway Lock and Security. Easy website. Remember the name. Remember the website. It's that easy. GatewayLockAndSecurity.com.
Now we're going to check in with Tim Weiland and see how traffic looks, Tim.
All right, it looks like we have an accident or a stop. I can't quite tell what it is, but it's blocking the left lane on westbound Highway 4064 just before Clayton Warson. We're also looking at a slow pocket out in St. Charles County area on westbound Highway 70 right around Cave Springs. Actually, it's backing up from Zumbel through Cave Springs. We have eastbound Highway 270 getting a little bit better. You're slowing from east of McDonald through through New Florissant, but then you've got another slow pocket or two between West Florissant and 367. Also, westbound 44 getting better. You're just a little slow now from Arsenal through Shrewsbury. And southbound 270 is heavy from Olive down through Doherty Ferry. And westbound 364 is still really jammed up between 270 and Highway 94. This traffic report is brought to you by Staples, and it's their low, they have low prices on everything your kids need to head back to school. And when your kids have what they need, they'll go back with confidence. Get everything they need for less at Staples. It's pro time. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Oh, I get to talk. I wasn't expecting. Hey, have a great Monday evening, everybody.
When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Or you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You do get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, bitch.
This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Another attempted break-in and another board-up job. Third time in the week at the same historic church in St. Louis.
A warning from activists tonight. What they're planning to do if a not guilty verdict is returned in a murder trial involving a former St. Louis police officer.
What's left of Hurricane Harvey is causing unprecedented flooding along the Texas Gulf Coast. The flooding issues they're facing and how you can help tonight.
First on Fox, for the third time in a week, a crime scene at the same historic church in St. Louis. Good evening, I'm John Brown.
I'm Shirley Washington in for Sandy Miller. Now, police say someone tried to break into the church rectory, which is the pastor's residence. Fox News' Andy Banker is here now with a story you'll see all new at 6. Andy.
Yeah, even the neighbors who don't belong to Holy Cross Catholic Church in Baden see it as the glue of the neighborhood, a beacon.